Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the beautiful days that you give us and the privilege to teach your mighty word. Now, as the word goes out today, I ask you to bless it, Father, and use it mightily for your kingdom. I ask you to reveal yourself to the people. They may walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to continue on in a healing school. We'll start basically with the same story where we left off Friday about Philip Wren's healing, and you'll get to hear that story today.
In other words, I pray for people, and I guess this has got to be the most difficult thing for people. You pray for them, and you say you must believe with no doubt in your heart that it's done. Like, for instance, the night I went over and prayed for Philip Wren in May of 1995, little Philip was 11 at that time, and from the time he was 3 until he was 11, his whole body became covered with huge warts. He had them all over his face, in his eyebrows, in his eyes, up in his nose, all over him, and up under his neck and on the palms and backs of both hands. He had warts all over his body. They had taken that little boy to the doctor, and the doctors had burned 2 big rows of warts off the top of his right hand, and it left 2 huge scars, and the warts came right back in the scars. So, when he was 11, his mother and dad heard about me. And that's long before I started the ministry. That's back in the days when I just used to go pray for one-on-one. And I did that a lot. For 20 years, I did that. I went over to their house one Sunday afternoon, showed them what the Word says, got all their sins confessed, made sure they was walking holy before God, built their faith for 2.5 hours or so, and then asked little Philip this question. Son, do you believe that Jesus, that I've been teaching you about in God's Word today, can take those warts and scars off you? And this was his answer. He said, Mr. Scrivener, after what I've heard you read and to me out of the book today, I believe Jesus can do anything. Now, what kind of faith is the King looking for? That's what he's looking for. That kind of faith. So, I took that magnificent promise of Matthew 18:19. Since there was 4 of them and 1 of me, that's 5. And the Lord says, 2 are on earth. Ask anything and it shall be done. I asked the Father in the name of Jesus to remove all of Philip Anthony Wren's warts and scars and thanked him for doing it. And I said, now, do you all agree? They said, yes, we do. Why do we have to agree? I said, because the Word is the law. This book is a law book, and this Word is the law. So, since the scripture I use says 2 of us must agree, I said, in the throne room of God, in the judicial system up there, I said, we got the judge, which is the Father, sitting on the throne. At his right hand is the best attorney in the universe, and he's ours, and his name is Jesus. But I said, at the other side is the next best attorney in the universe, and his name's Lucifer. I said, so he sits before the Father, accusing you and me day and night. So I said, doesn't that sound just like an attorney? He's accusing us. So I said, if we don't do it exactly according to the law, he'll beat us every time. And God will not be able to answer our prayer. So I said, do you all agree? They said, yes, we do. Then I said, I want you to say out loud, we agree with this prayer in the name of Jesus. Because according to the law book, the law of faith, I had used the law that said, if 2 of us on earth agree about anything, it shall be ours. Is that what it says? So if there's 4 of them and 1 of me, that's more than 2. That's 5. And we all agreed on my prayer. Now, then, did we meet all the criteria? Exactly like it's written in the book. Yes, we did. So I got up and I said, now then, it's done because it's written in God's Word. I guarantee you that in a few days, Philip will not have a wart or a scar on his body. Now then, it takes somebody that's either really stupid or really believes what this book says to make a statement like that, doesn't it, young lady? But I mean, who guaranteed it to me? Jesus? Did he guarantee it to you and me? Well, I mean, if Jesus guaranteed it, I don't care. If somebody else tells me something, I may not be able to guarantee what you say. I'm not even sure I can guarantee what the Chevrolet house says about that new car, because they might say you did something wrong and they might not fix it. But Jesus cannot lie. And so I can stand on his word. And so anyway, I stood on his word. I said, his mother said, now, when are they going to come off? I said, well, that's the only thing God don't tell me is when. I said, it may take a few days, it may take a few weeks, but I guarantee you they will come off. I said, I'm going to guarantee you something else, Mother. When I walk out that door, Satan has lost everything in this case. He's totally defeated, so he's only got one thing left. Anybody know what that one thing left he's got? Doubt. That's right, young lady, doubt. I said, he will send a demon in here, and as soon as I leave, he's going to speak to your mind. He's going to say, now look, you don't think just because that guy came over here and read a few verses out of this Bible and knelt on the floor and prayed a little simple prayer that these warts and scars that Philip's got on his body is really going to go away. Remember, the doctors even burned all those off the top of his right hand and they came back in the scars. So you don't think just because he prayed they're going to come off, do you? Can you just see that devil putting that thought in your mind? Of course you can. I said, whenever the devil puts that thought in your mind, you take him to Matthew 18:19 and say, Mr. Devil, I want you to see what Jesus said. Just open your Bible. Read it out. Read it to him out loud. Say, devil, this is what Jesus said. It's done. I ain't putting up with your nonsense. Jesus made me the promise. It's done. Now, see, when we get to where we can stand on the Word like that. I left that afternoon. Did I see any change? No. Did he still have the warts and scars? Yeah. Any change? No. Next morning, Mother goes in to check him at 7 o'clock. All the warts on the ends of his fingers and up under his fingernails were gone overnight. Oh, that Baptist mother seeing a tangible result of her miracle. Ain't no way the devil's going to get through to her now. Over the next 3 weeks, every wart on Philip Anthony Wren's body disappeared. Every one. That charismatic Baptist mother come into church that third Sunday morning, I mean, she's jumping up and down praising God. I'm telling you, when God shows up and answers a prayer like it, even a Baptist can get charismatic. Isn't that awesome? I mean, she was jumping. She was. You can understand that, can't you, as a mother? I mean, if you'd have had a baby like that and beat up on like that, and the Lord took him off, you'd been happy too, wouldn't you, young lady? I'm telling you, and she was. She said, Thurman, look, the only thing's left are those two big old scars. I said, Mama, don't stop believing God now. Keep praising Him. And I said, next Sunday when you come in, there won't be no scars. Next Sunday morning, she walked in and said, look at this hand. No scars. Today, Philip must be 20 years old. I guess that was in May of 1995. But the last time I saw him, he was a handsome young man without a mark on his body. What did God say we could do? Oh, anything we ask Him for. You see where we don't believe Him? Isn't it terrible that we do this? But yet He made the promises. Well, after you have stood on these promises, you must believe. Because let's go to Mark 11, 23 through 26, and I want to show you what Jesus said, what you must do. And Jesus answering saith unto him, have faith in God, unto you, that whosoever, now are you a whosoever? That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, what kind of a promise is that the king left us? Is that another one of them blank checks? We haven't believed him, have we? No. That's a blank check from the king. He's given you all power. And then look at verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Is that what that verse said? So when we ask Him for something, now let me tell you how important it is that you do it exactly like the Word says. Therefore I say unto you, Jesus is speaking directly to Thurman. Thurman, therefore, I say unto you, Thurman, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Knowing that verse, when my granddaughter came home from the hospital, and I got her back where she could walk, and she got her eyes back, got her eyes connected back to her brain, and everything, we had virtually everything done. She's walking, seeing, running, everything. But she still the valve in her throat does not work. And when we left the hospital, the doctor put a little plug in her tummy and said, we don't understand why the valve don't work in her throat, but it does not. So he said, we put a little plug in her tummy and give you this little pump and this liquid food, and you'll have to pump this in her stomach and feed her through this. So I took her home with that. I didn't come against that right then. Even my faith wasn't great enough. So I come home, and I took Mark 11:24, and I prayed over that valve. And I said, Father, you said in your word, whatsoever I desire. Do you think that would include a little valve in a little four-year-old girl's throat? Yes. Well, whatsoever I desire, when I pray, believe I receive it, and shall be mine. So I prayed over her, thanked the Lord for His promises, and thanked Him that the valve worked. And then we'd praise Him and thank Him and worship Him for the full 2 months. And then at the end of the 2 months, we'd take her back and the doctor would check it, and it didn't work. So we'd come home and we'd pray over it, do everything, praise Him and worship Him for 2 months, and take her back at the end of the 2 months, and it don't work. 10 months later, this thing still don't work. The doctor says, I'm sorry. That little valve will never work. There's something that's not reconnected. Something that went to her brain has not been reconnected. And that valve, it said it hadn't worked in 10 months. It'll never work. I said, Doc, I do not receive that in the name of Jesus. So I get home and I said, Lord, have I committed a sin, something that I don't know about? What did I do wrong? Because all of your promises are yes and amen. I said, Lord, I got to have sinned. So I go back to this word and I said, Lord, let me meditate on this. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. I said, Lord, I desire that the valve in my grandbaby's throat work. When you pray, believe. When am I supposed to believe? When I pray. Not 2 months later when I take her to the doctor to see if it works. Because anything that's not of faith, Romans 14:23, is sin. So this is faith. This is the Word of God. I wasn't acting on the Word like it's written. I said, Father, forgive me. I didn't believe. I was waiting for the doctor to tell me it worked.
Well, we'll have to stop right there for today, but if you'll tune in tomorrow, we'll continue on that magnificent story about how I got that valve fixed in my granddaughter's throat. So if you'll be sure and check with us tomorrow, you'll get to hear the remainder of that story. It's an awesome story, what our God did. But anyway, I invite you to give me a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106. Also, you can get to me on the web at www.tlsm.org, and we'll be happy. If you'll send me an email, we'll be happy to send you audio and video tapes, free and postpaid. Have a blessed day, and remember to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.